Welcome to the first episode of Stories from the Women's Motorsports Network. I'll be sharing some of the stories I published in my online magazine, the Women's Motorsports Network News Magazine. I hope you enjoy hearing me read these stories about women in motorsports. So sit back, grab your favorite beverage, and enjoy this story. Here we go. Bree Arnold got hooked on racing at a young age. She was 11 years old when she began a racing career. "Once I smelled methanol, I was hooked," she said. "I did get a late start. That being said, I hopped in my first quarter midget when I was 12. I was pretty much into carts at the time when a family friend recommended I try quarter midgets out because he and his family had a blast when they were in it. So I did. I set up an arrive and drive at my now home track, and I loved every second of it. From there, I bought my current car, built it all summer, and made it just in time for the last four races of the season. And that all leads up to now, doing the maintenance, winning races, and being competitive." Her hometown tracks are the American Quarter Midget Association Asphalt and Capital Quarter Midget Association Dirt. She's running for a championship at both of her home tracks and is running in the California Monza Series. She races a quarter midget sprint in the heavy Honda class. Her car is black and her number is 32. That has been her sports number her whole life, so she just kept it. Her most memorable moment was winning her first feature race, which was also a Monza main event. She's very hands-on, and she and her dad are a team. If she has a bad day at the racetrack, she talks the race through with her dad, or she thinks about it and sorts out her thoughts and actions. She always makes sure that she has time to reflect on what happened. "Usually on Saturdays, I have hope because I race on Sundays too, so I know there's another day to improve." Her favorite part of being a race car driver is the thrill of it and the adrenaline rush. "Racing has great competition considering I'm very competitive," she shared. "The racing community is also the best in sports." Qualifying is her biggest obstacle. "Recently, I've been improving and set a track record, but a lot of times I let bad qualifying times affect me, but I just need to jump back in." The most daring thing Bree has done outside of racing is jumping quads and riding on some sketchy off-road trails. She would like to make racing her full-time career, either in World of Outlaws or NASCAR. She hopes by the end of her career, she will have won at least one championship and her name is known as a good driver. "It's always important to me to inspire girls or any little kiddos to not let fear control them. And if you want to race, you don't let anything get in your way of doing that." During the off season, her goals are to find sponsors and build relationships with the businesses and people who support her, as well as continuing to work on her driving skills. Bree feels there is no difference between being a female in a male-dominated sport. "At the end of the day, we're all just trying our hardest to win," she said. "I understand that respect is earned, so I try to drive smart. My capabilities and talents are no different just because I'm a female. It is absolutely a great sport for girls to get involved in. Our capabilities in racing are no different than a man's. You do get treated a little differently sometimes, though, but overall, the racing aspect is no different." Bree races with two other girls in her class, and there are a few others in other classes. She's friends with the girls in her class and is supportive of all the girls at the track. She is a role model for the younger drivers, and they like to hang out with her. "Sometimes they ask for tips, and I've done track walks with them. I think it's fun to help and inspire them in any way I can," shared Bree. Bree is 14 and a freshman in high school. She loves racing and hunting and spending time with her friends. She also enjoys going to watch her friends race and help them out when she can. She has a German Shepherd dog. Her friends think it's cool that she races, but most people can't relate and really don't understand the sport. In addition to hunting when she can, she likes to work out and train to be in the best condition possible for racing. Something people don't know about her is that she likes ice baths. Brrr. Her race day tradition is to go through her routine in the same order every time she races. "From the time I open the trailer to the time I put my gear in my gear bag at the end of the day, I like to do what we call sticking to the program. You can follow Bree on Instagram at Bree Arnold Racing. That is her only social media page. She especially likes to show a lot of the behind the scenes things that go on and what it really takes to be able to go racing. I'll tell you some of Bree's favorite things. This is something that I always ask the girls when I write a story about them, and it's kind of fun to hear what they have to say. So her favorite food is salad. Her favorite color is blue. Her favorite animal is a dog. Her favorite destination is any racetrack or Lake Tahoe. Her favorite racetrack to race on is Capital Dirt Speedway. Her favorite movie is Tombstone. Her favorite musician is Brantley Gilbert. Her favorite sports team is the LA Rams football. Her favorite professional race car drivers are Kyle Larson and Jade Avedisian. Her favorite holiday is the 4th of July. And her favorite thing to celebrate is a hard-fought win. I always enjoy writing stories about young girls and their passion for racing. I hope you enjoyed hearing this story about Bree Arnold.